All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Howdy ho, mateys. It's your old pal Jonas Squidley here, right ready and a-raring to go a-sailing.
I don't suppose the new year would have anything to do with all this excitement.
You're absolutely right, Ahab. The new year be upon us, and I be a-feeling like a new man I do.
Well, whatever you feel like, it's the middle of winter and we aren't sailing anywhere. I'm about to freeze my beak off.
Nonsense, Birdbrain. Where's your spirit of adventure?
Frozen, of course.
Well, it's time to thaw it out, because it be time to set sail. Full speed ahead, mates. This week, we're talking about New Year's resolutions, you know. The things you plan to change about yourself this new year. Ahab, be a-thinking about what your new resolutions will be, and I'll be a-telling mine. The first resolution for this year is to trust in God and never doubt the promises in His Word.
Mountain moving faith, Lord, give me mountain moving faith. Plant in me the mustard seed of mountain moving faith. I will ask and never doubt. Soon you'll hear the victory shout. Nothing is impossible with mountain moving faith.
Trust in God, He meets my every need. All I need is faith, no bigger than a mustard seed. I believe His word when things I cannot see. I abide in Him, His word abides in me. Mountain moving faith, Lord, give me mountain moving faith.
Plant
in me the mustard seed of mountain moving faith.
I will ask and never doubt. Soon you'll hear the victory shout. Nothing is impossible with mountain moving faith.
I will trust in God, He is the King of Kings. When I call to Him, He shows me great and mighty things. I delight in Him and bring Him every care. He rewards my faith and answers every prayer. Mountain moving faith, Lord, give me mountain moving faith. Nothing is impossible with mountain moving faith.
Remember, mates, all we need is a little bit of faith in the Lord, and the Bible says we can move mountains.
Really?
I think what it means is that a little bit of faith helps move the mountains of trials in our lives.
Well, what's your second resolution for this year?
Have you ever heard the story of Joseph in Potiphar's house?
You mean where Joseph worked in Potiphar's house and Potiphar's wife tried to make Joseph sin, and Joseph ran away? Nope, haven't heard it.
Well, just like Joseph, me second resolution is that I'm going to be putting on me running shoes and trying to make better time when running away from temptation and from sin.
When Joseph worked in Potiphar's house, he really had the life. He had command of everything except for Potiphar's wife. She pestered Joseph every day and tried to lead him wrong. But Joseph said, "Excuse me, ma'am, while I put my running shoes on."
Oh, put on your running shoes, mate. Put on your running shoes. When sin comes knocking at your door, that's just what your feet are for. Put on your running shoes. Put on your running shoes. Oh, put on your running shoes, mate. Put on your running shoes. Don't stop to take a closer look. Learn this lesson from God's book. Put on your running shoes. Put on your running shoes, mate.
Old Potiphar's wife just wouldn't give up. She tried to make him sin. She used her wicked, wily charm, but Joseph wouldn't give in. He didn't stick around to talk, he didn't make a fuss. He grabbed his pair of running shoes and he left her in the dust.
Oh, put on your running shoes, mate, put on your running shoes. When sin comes knocking at your door, that's just what your feet are for. Put on your running shoes, put on your running shoes. Oh, put on your running shoes, mate, put on your running shoes. Don't stop to take a closer look. Learn this lesson from God's book. Put on your running shoes, put on your running shoes, mate.
No time to lose, put on your shoes.
Okay, Ahab, it's your turn. Let it be out. What are your New Year's resolutions for this year?
I don't have any.
Oh, come on now. Yes, you do. Almost everybody makes New Year's resolutions. You must have at least one.
Okay, if you insist. I have one. I resolve to not have any resolutions.
Oh, Birdie Brain, make up one. Do something, our sailors are awaiting. Don't embarrass me.
Oh, you are entirely too persistent. Well, I suppose that I'm going to try to make more of a difference in other people's lives.
And how are you going to do that, Ahab?
By obeying God's word. It'll make a big difference.
God commands us to be different, not just a copy of the world. Everything's reversed, putting others first, showing Jesus' love, pleasing Christ above.
If you're gonna make a difference, you gotta be a little different. I'm not talking about being strange as to love thumbs, but marching to the beat.
Of the King, serving day and night, walking in the light, singing a new song, choosing right from wrong.
If you're gonna make a difference, you gotta be a little different. I'm not talking about being strange as to love comes, but marching to the beat.
Well, I'm proud of you, Ahab. That's a pretty good New Year's resolutions. Do you have any others?
Yeah, but I don't think you'll be so impressed about this one.
No. Here we go.
Well, my tummy's telling me to resolve to find the perfect cookie and eat it.
I have searched this whole world over. I have sailed on every sea, looking for the perfect cookie that would be just right for me. I'm not picky, I'm not fussy, I deserve the best cuisine. If I want it, I command it. After all, I am the king. After all, I am the king. I demand the perfect cookie, serve it upon a silver tray. It must be the perfect cookie, fit for a king in every way. Not too crunchy, not too chewy, not too big and not too small. If it's not the perfect cookie, it will never do at all.
Oatmeal cookies must be crunchy, with three raisins in each bite. Sugar cookies must be creamy, 1 inch thick and rather light.
But my favorite is a cookie with a zillion chocolate chips. Warm and chewy, soft and gooey. Ooh, it makes me smack my lips. Ooh, it makes me smack my lips. I demand the perfect cookie. Serve it upon a silver tray. It must be the perfect cookie. Fit for a king in every way. Not too crunchy, not too chewy. Not too big and not too small. If it's not the perfect cookie, it will never do at all.
It will never do at all.
If it's not the perfect cookie, it will never, never do at all.
Welcome to the wonderful world of character-building songs from Patch the Pirate and Friends. This is Christiane with greetings for every sailor. Today's great news is Patch the Pirate's praises and Sunday School sing-along CDs are available to purchase through the web or by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH. These scripturally-based recordings are a wonderful addition to your family CD collection. You'll find free information, listen to recent broadcasts, download free coloring pages, and more. That's www.patchthepirate.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-GO-PATCH. Call or surf on in today.
Mateys, have you made any New Year's resolutions yet? If so, it's time to hop to it and start working on them right away!
Ribbit, ribbit, do it, do it, do it. Ribbit, ribbit, do it, do it, do it.
A silly little froggy sat upon a loggy, chewing on a yummy sweet potato. Along came Mama Frog and said, get off that log, you're sitting on a frog exterminator. But that poor procrastinator said I'll do it later, and now he's in the belly of an alligator.
Alligator?
Alligator. You'll find it is a blessing to learn this little lesson.
Say yes, sir, and do it. Say yes, man, and hop to it. Don't stop to think, don't even blink. Just get right to it. Go ahead and do it quickly. Sweetly, obey completely. Say yes, sir, and do it, do it, do it right now.
Hop to it, ribbit.
Ribbit, ribbit, do it, do it, do it. Ribbit, ribbit, do it, do it, do it.
Silly little birdie sat up on a branchy, chirping and a burping by the lakey. Along came Daddy Jay and said, quick, fly away, that pretty branchy looks a little fakey. But that little birdie waited, slightly hesitated, and now he's in the belly of a great big snakey.
Great big snakey!
Great big snakey. You'll find it is a blessing to learn this little lesson.
That be a hoppin' good little ditty. And that also be our last song for today. Well, it's time for us to be a moving on.
Yes, we're resolving to end the program now.
Yes, I guess we are, Ahab. But mateys, you resolve to meet with us again next week at the same time, on the same station, and we'll resolve to be here. So long.
Join our crew. Call 1-800-GO-PATCH to find out how you can have Patch the Pirate adventures in your home all the time. Kids love them. That's 1-800-GO-PATCH.